The composer Darian Thomas is in the Texas Public Radio Studios. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And a concert coming up Sunday the 14th at 6 o'clock called Strings and Songs in Solidarity. Tell me about this title.
Sure. At first, I kind of just came up with it on the fly, but then I realized it actually worked very well. The program is going to consist of string music, a couple of pieces that I've written, a Beethoven sonata, which is going to be a wedding present for a friend, and also a few songs that I've written. And what I started realizing as I was putting the program together is that lots of these pieces are kind of thank you gifts to a lot of my friends. And the process of me getting to this point of having this concert, being able to play all this music, being able to write all this music, took a lot of, you know the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. I'm definitely a, that's happened with me. Like, there have been so many teachers that have helped me, Richard Kilmer, Matthew Zorich, and all of my solo violin pieces are going to be a thank you gift to them. Other friends have supported me in the arts, like Azul and Dr. Aaron Root, who are getting engaged. And they're the ones that I'm dedicating the Beethoven Spring Sonata to on the program. Just things like that, where there are a bunch of people that are getting gifts through these songs. And it's me saying I'm finally at a point to where I can say thank you for all the solidarity, basically.
Oh, very cool. Well, it's a concert coming up at the Carver Community Center on Sunday the 14th. So how many of your works are going to be on this program?
This is a good question. Probably around, I want to say six or seven. Yeah.
And then also a Beethoven sonata?
A Beethoven sonata, and hopefully a piece by a friend that also goes to school with me at Incarnate Word. So, yeah.
Oh, very cool. Good. I had some fun and took a look at your YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
That's there. And you have some wonderful MIDI things on SoundCloud.
Yes, yes.
How important is that for a composer to get his works out there?
I think it's very important. In fact, I've done a lot of stalking of really popular slash famous composers that are still alive anyway, like Niko Muhly. And on some of his YouTube videos, he says that some of the most important things you can do as a composer is just get your music out there and let people hear it. In fact, that I think that was his best advice to young composers who are trying to make it, is get your music into the hands of people that like it and will perform it. So I try to do that as much as possible.
Physically, when you compose, are you someone that likes to do some improv at the piano or violin, or do you like to just get the pencil and paper or sit there at the computer?
Yeah, I kind of like being at a, I like being at an instrument. With all the songs, usually they're started by an idea I found fing around on the piano, and with lots of the string work, it's usually me just messing around on the violin, and I'm like, oh, this is a cool idea. I can use this and develop this, and then I do. That's going to be shown in Rant, both versions of it, the trio and the solo version of it. And all the songs, like I said, were created at the piano. So,
I like one of your pieces that was just performed by the youth orchestras called Organic Genesis this last May. It's something that people can hear and sort of, I think, get a look at your style. And it's nice that the performance is up. Tell us a little bit about this piece, if you don't mind.
It's actually funny because that's the only exception to what I just said. I was in my aural skills class. Which one was it? Aural skills 3 at the time, I think. Yeah, because it was first semester of this past year. And I was prepared to kind of do some math homework during the class while also doing my work. And then I was told a couple minutes before the class, we had a test or a quiz, one of the two. And I realized that's sad because now I can't work on other classwork during this test. And then, you know, I was just listening, dictating, so on and so forth. And I started getting an idea. And a couple of months before that, Mr. Peters had issued me a bit of a challenge saying, if you can write a piece for the youth orchestra and let me hear it and I like it, then we'll perform it. But I didn't really want to force that because, you know, I felt I owed it to my friends in the orchestra to write something that was really organic, really free, and kind of just developed of its own nature. So that kind of happened during this test. And I got an idea of a passage, I got an idea of textures, and I just turned the test over and would start writing in between every time he would play the dictation. And yeah, I mean, I felt kind of weird after the test was done because I turned it into him, but then I said, could I also have a copy of the back of the test? Because I need to go and notate this. He said, sure. I ended up getting a 98 on that test and ended up writing a really good piece. So that was fun.
Oh, very cool. We're speaking with Darian Thomas, who composes, is a young violinist here in San Antonio. The concert's coming up Sunday at 6. It's free, right?
Yes,
so
it
people,
is.
No worries about getting tickets or any of that
the
sort of thing.
The freest thing.
Show up, right?
Yes, please do.
Oh, excellent. Where can they find out more? You have actually just made a composer Facebook page, right?
Yes, I have. Darian Thomas. I think the URL for that is facebook.com/composingDarian. So go there, check it out. Also on my website, which is linked to on the Facebook page. And I submitted a blog recently to sa2020.org. So it should be showing up there and in this interview.
Yeah, that's right. At tprclassical.org. So yeah, we'll have links for that as
yes,
well.
Thank you.
What are your plans? What are you writing? Are you finishing up on this concert here? We're about a week and a half out.
Right.
Are things done or there more stuff?
Much done. I think if anything, I'll just add like one song, because the friends I have were able to pick up on songs within like an hour and have them really well put together. So if I add anything, it'll be a song or two, but everything else is written, it's prepared, and it should be a really, really fun concert.
Oh, very cool. It's great to have some new music here during the summer. what are your plans for the fall? Anything on the horizon?
Nothing really out of the ordinary, except that I'll be taking logic and French again, because hopefully the following year I'll get to study abroad in Paris. And also because now that I'm a Kemper Scholar at Incarnate Word, I need to start figuring out where I'm going to be applying outside of the country for my internships. And if I apply to France, I want to be able to speak French. So, yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. And we'll see you Sunday at the Carver.
Thank you very much.